Okay, let's go. I'm going to lead off with our man, Mean Dean. I'm very excited. Now, Dean, no F word, and tell me what I suggested for you and the family in New York worked out without cursing.
It worked out amazingly. both of the places that you suggested worked out well. I appreciate that.
Excellent. It's good to hear from you again. So what's going on?
Yeah. So you know how I feel about Harbaugh. And literally, when you brought this up, I don't think I've been more excited about something happening with Michigan in the past 8 years than I have now. I would love nothing more than him to not exist in Michigan, because he's smug, he's cocky, he's arrogant. All of those traits are what caused this to happen, are exactly why this is happening. Like, when you're in trouble with someone, you shouldn't probably keep crapping on the carpet when they try to tell you you're doing something wrong, and that's all he kept doing. And I would love nothing more than to have everything possible to be taken from him that can be, just so that it goes out the window, and then that makes his tattoo that much dumber, right?
So what is your faith level in what, you know, is coming out of Buckeye Land about the minimums that are alleged? But these are from people that have been, they've been right about everything. What is your faith that that's the actual penalty?
But here's the problem, Mike. They've been right about all the facts of things that have come into play. And facts are right no matter who's telling the facts. The punishment, unfortunately, there are no strict rules that say what a punishment for what they did.
Right, so yes, but hold on, Dean, hold on. Dean, hold on. What I'm saying is the reports are that this is the minimum, meaning if you want to negotiate with the NCAA, this is the least it'll be.
Right, so that's what I think the starting point will be.
I'd be blown away.
I don't think Michigan's going to get that, because you already said it's money, man. Michigan's not a team they can get rid of because of money.
And I'm with you.
Yeah, they're not a team that they can get rid of, but I think we all are under the assumption that if Michigan goes away, the NCAA and everybody's going to go broke. There are other teams that bring in just the same amount of money, plus you have the 12-team playoff, which is going to bring in just an absorbent amount of money. So
the other problem is when this is another false equivalency I've heard on other shows, the NCAA's failures in court with regards to antitrust lawsuits or labor lawsuits has nothing to do with this. The idea that, and again, I don't think most Michigan fans think this way, but the real sickos, well, we'll take them to court.
No.
I beg you to take them to court. The subpoenas will fly.
You know what?
You don't want that. That's ridiculous.
Once the discovery phase kicks in, you're going to regret that. That's why the judge, who was a former Michigan player, was like, hey, guys, you don't want to do this, because once you get this ball rolling, I can't stop it. So I beg of you, take your amicus briefs and go back to Ann Arbor and just deal with this punishment. It'll be far easier for you, because once we start, now we find out what happened with Coach Weiss, and we find out what a whole lot of things, what took place in Ann Arbor once you do discovery, because I can have carte blanche if you're the NCAA to look under every rock. You don't want that.
And the other problem is you've signed up to be a member institution. You got caught cheating. You don't like the byproduct of it. It's like a kid who gets in trouble not liking being grounded. Oh, well, Tennessee wasn't cheating on field. It's a McDonald's bag and a stack. What about North Carolina no-show classes? Again, not relevant.
Yeah, because once again, that sounds like, well, Tommy's parents let him do this. Yeah, go live with Tommy.
Tommy is a real, real problem.
Right.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton. He's already geared up for A&M and Notre Dame. Let's talk.
Yeah, very geared up. Hey, Mike, very real quick. I have no idea what you did for that guy in New York, but you took the time with me when I went to the Grove 2 years ago in the fall, and you took the time after the call on your break to just tell me where to go and what to do. And I just think that's very cool. For like, caller Dean's been calling in for a long time.
Yeah.
For you to take time for your actual listeners to actually have a stake in where we're going, I just think that's really cool.
Oh, man, my man. No problem at all. Yeah. So what's up? What do you think of all this?
Maybe you and Rico can enlighten me. And like, my whole office, like, we have no idea either. How is it possible, like, if you're an American citizen, you commit a crime, you can't negotiate a felony. Like, just like you said, like, they're a university that agreed to be a part of the NCAA. I don't understand, because Cookies was talking about it this morning. How do you negotiate? They cheated. They committed the crime. I don't understand why is the NCAA even giving them the option to negotiate? I don't understand it. They cheated. They broke the rules.
Let me answer.
Why don't they just vacate?
And I want to use the words of Rico Beard, because I think he's been the most correct on this the whole way, which is because the NCAA does not want to do these things. The idea of the NCAA, Rob, is for you to self-police. You're all member institutions. You're all adults.
Right.
Behave yourself. Now, we catch you doing dirt. Work with us. We'll work with you. We'll make it go away. That's how mm-hmm. it's supposed to work. Rob, when I kept hearing John talk this morning like he was William Wallace and we're going to fight, what John doesn't realize is it's never supposed to get to a notice of allegations, because if you are cooperative right. with them and compliant, do you know what the headline of the NOA is, Rob? A continued culture of non-compliance. This is the last stop.
Time after time after time to not participate, to not help them with their investigation, to block it. Like, that's where I don't know how the NCAA, I don't even know how they can go to sleep at night, just because they're not holding this team accountable. And this team costed, like you guys talk all the time, like, kids lost draft spots because of that game, the Ohio State Michigan game. Like, coaches got fired. And for Harbaugh just to say, well, you know, I'm gone, like Pete Carroll did, and now Jesse Minter might be screwed because he still tried to coach in college football all the way around. It's just a really,
well, yeah, Rob, think about this.
It's a really crappy situation.
You know, we all thought, you know, CJ Stroud was an idiot. Well, you can't beat Michigan, and look at how wrong were we? Like, oh wow, you really can play when they don't have your plays. Interesting.
I just look at Nico Collins.
Let me ask you a question, Rob. How much faith do you put in the reporting from the Ohio State side of things? And I'm not mad if you say zero. Yeah. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I say zero. I have a buddy that's a GA for the football team, for Coach Knowles, and that's a cult over there too, guys. Mm-hmm. So I would not be. You don't see Auburn radio taking a report from Tuscaloosa. I wouldn't put any credence in that. And for me, I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all. I gave the disclaimer. I understand if it's zero. It is, Rob, they've been right about everything. I think they clearly,
and
these
that's what
guys
I'm saying.
Have got a source at the NCAA, or they got something, because they're nailing it. It's a podcast called Buckeye Scoop, and it's a website called 11 Warriors, and they've nailed this way more than the alleged professional reporters who I don't even want to talk about, because it'll only make me angry.
But to answer his question, it's not a court of law. I get that. But to keep it simple,
yeah,
it's a plea deal. That's what happens. It's settlement. That's what happens.
I agree. But the whole point, David, is the NOA, we don't get here if you comply.
Correct.
Because as Rico Beard has said, and he's right, the NCAA doesn't want to do this stuff.
Correct. Just like I told Kenny a second ago, it is a statement coming out from the NCAA saying, we've come to an agreement. This is the penalty. It's all over.
David, think about this. If Jim Harbaugh would have just accepted everything last year, we're not talking about this. It goes away. It is the slap on the wrist that you probably thought Jim would have maybe had to sit out a couple games. His pride, his arrogance got in the way. You will not say anything to me. You will not touch me.
But here's
the
other
problem. Do you
know who I am? And this is for you, because you're besties with ADs. But, like, this is a situation where, like, who's looking to help Michigan? I mean, if I'm a member institution in the Big Ten, I've been affected by this. I want them burnt to the ground if I'm an AD. Look, ADs live in a world where it's not about, like, we're doing radio. I have tried to shoot you straight from the start of what should happen and will happen to me are two totally different things. If you're an AD, all you're harping on is what should, mm-hmm. because you are a member institution. Who the hell in the Big Ten is going to be on U of M side at a Big Ten level?
They weren't. None. Not in the Big Ten.
And they will be pounding the desk for justice. No.
It's why they had the suspensions at the end of the year. The ADs didn't get what they wanted, but that was the Big Ten's compromise. The ADs came out and said, no, They cheated. This is wrong. You knew about it. Punish these guys.
And instead, it was Harbaugh gets the coach during the week, but just missed three game days. I mean, that was a laugher. That was always a laugher. That was never a real penalty. And also, by the way, that's a penalty from the Big Ten, not the NCAA, which is another thing.
The ADs contacted the Big Ten, and that's what the Big Ten came up with.
Right, which was pathetic because Tony Petitti don't have a spine.
But no, they were upset.
248-539-9797. We'll continue with your phone calls. Rico's talking to people who have had an advanced screening of the mockumentary tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. We may or may not delve into that, depending what Rico says to me during the commercial break. 97.1.